This reactor's in a laboratory at the University of Minnesota, ticking as it converts ethanol into hydrogen. Researchers here envision thousands of these inexpensive reactors in communities across America using ethanol to create hydrogen, which would then be used in fuel cells to generate electricity. Lanny Schmidt, a professor of chemical engineering, directs the team that created the reactor.
We're not claiming our process is the cure-all for the energy crisis or anything like that, but it's a potential step along the way. It makes a suggestion of a possible way to go.
Hydrogen is usually extracted from fossil fuels in dirtier and more costly refineries. Schmidt says it's much better to make hydrogen from ethanol.
It right now looks like probably the most promising liquid, non-toxic energy carrier we can think of if you want renewable fuels.
Not so fast, says David Pimentel, an agricultural scientist at Cornell University. For years, Pimentel has warned about what he calls the cost, inefficiency, and boondoggle of ethanol. Pimentel says ethanol is a losing proposition.
It takes 30% more energy, including oil and natural gas, primarily those two resources, to produce ethanol. That means importing both oil and natural gas because we do not have a sufficient amount of either one.
Pimentel says most research on ethanol fails to account for all the energy needed to make the fuel, such as energy used to make tractors and irrigate crops. Adding insult to injury, says Pimentel, ethanol relies on huge government subsidies going to farmers and agribusiness.
If ethanol is such a great fuel source, why are we subsidizing it with $2 billion annually? There is big money, as you well know, and there's politics involved. And the big money is leaking some of that $2 billion in subsidies to the politicians, and good science, sound science, cannot compete with big money and politics.
Pimentel also points to environmental damage from growing corn, soil erosion, water pollution from nitrogen fertilizer, and air pollution associated with facilities that make ethanol. But Pimentel has his detractors. David Morris runs the Institute for Local Self-Reliance in Minneapolis. Morris is not a scientist, but he commissioned a study on ethanol. He says Pimentel relies on out-of-date figures and fails to account for the fact that ethanol production is getting more efficient. Morris's findings? A gallon of ethanol contains more than twice the energy needed to produce it. As for subsidies,
there's no doubt that if we did not provide a subsidy for ethanol, it would not be competitive with gasoline. But what we need to understand is that we also subsidize gasoline. And if you took the percentage of the Pentagon budget, which is spent directly on maintaining access to Middle Eastern oil, and imposed that at the pump, it would add 25 to 50 cents a gallon. At that point, ethanol is competitive, under the assumption that you will not need a large military budget to protect our access to Iowa corn.
But more efficient than corn for making ethanol might be grass or even weeds. David Morris says that's because you don't have to fertilize or irrigate those kinds of plants the way you do corn.
So if we're talking about ethanol as a primary fuel to truly displace gasoline, we have to talk about a more abundant feedstock. So instead of the corn kernel, it becomes the corn stalk, or it becomes fast-growing grasses, or it becomes fast-growing trees, or sawdust, or organic garbage. And then you're really talking about a carbohydrate economy.
Pimentel scoffs at that idea.
You've got to grind that material up, and then to release the sugars, you've got to use an acid, and the yield is not as high. In fact, it would be 60% more energy using wood or grass materials.
While scientists and policy people debate whether ethanol is efficient or not, Lanny Schmidt and his team soldier on in the lab, undeterred in their efforts to use ethanol for fuel. Schmidt understands some of Pimentel's concerns, but he thinks scientists will find an answer so ethanol can be used efficiently enough to help power the new hydrogen economy. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Stuckey in Minneapolis, Minnesota.